Kazakhstan's facing more religious freedom challenges. Frat brothers and sorority sisters find out how to love, and 9 groups team up to help end poverty. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 2 new restrictive religious laws sped through parliament over the past few weeks in Kazakhstan. Joel Griffith with Slavic Gospel Association says the laws could go into effect any day.
It's awaiting the president's signature to become law, and it's also believed that the president, Nursultan Nazarbayev, is likely to sign it because from different media accounts we've seen and from insiders within Kazakhstan, he's been basically the one that was urging parliament to adopt some new laws that are tightening up restrictions on religions across the country.
So what are these new laws?
That appears to require missionaries to register once a year with a government agency that oversees religious activities. It would also provide for expulsion of missionaries who do what is called threatening the constitutional order and public peace, whatever that means.
Churches won't stop spreading the gospel, but they'll have restrictions on activity if it passes. The full story at our website. Next, more than 800 people spent breakfast together at Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan yesterday. The main attraction? Football Hall of Fame coach and NASCAR car owner Joe Gibbs. He was on campus speaking as part of his Game Plan for Life tour.
They always have a game plan, I think, for almost everything we go into, the sports, business. Isn't it kind of crazy we don't have a game plan for life? We should have. And the point is, we do have, and it's God's Word.
Gibbs says his game plan is to talk to non-Christians about faith in Christ. He says people are listening, especially during these tough economic times.
Whenever we get in trouble, I think is a time where we really start looking around and saying, hey, we're open. I think, particularly in financial times like we see right now. So many people have been hurt by this. And so I think it is a time where people are open.
People are coming to Christ at these once-a-month invitation-only events. You're listening to Mission Network News. Nigerian Bible translation work is set to skyrocket with the help of Wycliffe Associates' new translation acceleration kits. Translators working in some of the remotest villages of Nigeria often don't have things like internet connectivity or electricity. Nigeria alone still has 300 languages without a Bible. Translation acceleration kits give instant satellite connection and speed up the process of a New Testament translation by 2 years. To check out the project, you can visit our website. Meanwhile, dozens of frat brothers and sorority sisters spent the weekend learning about the real Jesus. It was InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's first Greek conference in Long Island, New York. Greek 4's Eric Holmer says the area's colleges face a significant challenge.
They did express that kind of the sentiment on their campus is kind of this, you know, skepticism, or the prevailing thought is on their campus, you know, if you want me to believe something, you're going to have to prove it to me.
Those ideas were confronted head-on over the weekend as students were able to ask tough questions and get answers. 7 students came to Christ. Christian students were encouraged to start the school year by loving their brothers and sisters.
The difference is when they can actually show the love of Jesus and not just speak about it or help people, you know, reinforce their stereotypes, but actually love sacrificially and really love the people in their fraternity and sorority house, because love like that will stand out in the Greek system.
Pray students will stay inspired to do that this year. And striking at the heart of poverty, 58 the Film premiered last night in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Compassion International teamed up with 9 organizations to make this film, featuring the inspiring words of Christian leaders, statistics about poverty, and stories from the poor all over the world. They hope to draw Christians together in a fight to end extreme poverty by the year 2035. More screenings will go on in several churches and cities across the U.S. You can call our resource line to learn more about the film. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church? Open Doors USA is offering you a One With Them wristband. The rubber barbed wire looking wristband will remind you to pray for persecuted believers, but it will also open up conversations with friends. Get your free One With Them wristband. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.